end of this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nehemiah Razi Sheyichyu. Li Nishmas, Marasas to Bas Rib Shmuel, Schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina. Heinis, the schus for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael and Moshe Mordechai Fight, the schus. Rev Avram Shraga ben Malka Esther Summers Hayim B'chol B'nei Beisam L'bracha V'aslacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyem. It says in the Torah Shishis Yomim Tocha Matzah Sviyom Shviat Seres L'Hashem Elokecha L'Osase Melocha. 6 days you should eat matzahs, and on the 7th day will be Atzeres for Hashem, a special holiday, a stopping, and you're not allowed to do Melocha on the 7th day. Rashi says, Sheshis Yamim Tocha Matzis, and Mokamachar Omer, Shivas Yamim. And elsewhere it says, 7 days. So Rashi says, which one is it? Do we eat Matzis for 6 days? Do we eat Matzis for 7 days? So Rashi answers, Shiva min hayashan, Vishisha min hachadosh. 7 from the old, meaning Kemach Yashan. And 6 from the Chodesh, because you're allowed to eat Chodesh from the second day of Pesach. The Maharal writes, and therefore it's only 6 days, the Maharal writes in Sefer Gur Aryeh, V'im Torah Ma'anav K'minash Kasu B'Tara Shiva Men Yashem V'Shisha Men HaChodesh V'Rav Shalom R'Shein Achilas Matzah Doicha Esei D'Chodesh. So what's the Nafkamina? Why did the Torah tell us this? 7 days, eat from the old grain. 6 days from the new grain. What's the Nafkamina? So the answer is that you might think that eating matzah is derech the essay of chadash. That if all you have is chadash, you should still eat matzah. That even if all you have is chadash, that the chiddush is that achilas matzah is not derech the essay of chadash. That if you only have chadash, you shouldn't eat matzah. Even though matzah is an essay of erev tochel matzahs, and chadash is a los essay. Since you can eat yashan, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is not derech the lois say. And even though you don't have matzah min hayashan, we don't say asa derech the lois say in such a case. Only if the only way you can do the asay is by being derech the lav. But if you can be mekayim shneim, we don't say this. And so writes Tosfos, Perakama de Kiddushin b'shem Yerushalmi. Shein esei shel achilas matzah derech lois esei shel iser chadash. They just gave a different reason. But our reason is because, says the Maharal, that if you can do matzah with yashan, then don't do matzah with chadash. Because you can be mekayim shneim. So the Maharal was mechadesh. That it says in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Amid Aleph, the Rish Lakish says, if you have an assay and a los assay, if you can be Makayim Shneim, good. And if not, let the assay be Dorcha the los assay. This means that wherever you can be Makayim Shneim, we don't say assay Dorcha los assay. And this means that even if there's an instance where you can't be Makayim Shneim, nevertheless, since in Metzias you could be Makayim Shneim, we say that ein esei docha lo sasei. And even though now in your present reality you cannot be mekayim shneim, it doesn't matter. That was according to the Maharal, since there's a metzias of eating matzah min hayashan, even though all you have right now in front of you is chadash, it's not docha. Why? Because this issue of this klal of Rish Lakish, if you can be Mekayim Shneim, then the essay is not Docha Losse. It means even if in theory you could be Mekayim Shneim, even though practically speaking you cannot. Now this Svara is the opinion of the Beis Yosef and Arachayim Simeon Aleph, who brings the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who writes that Chutei Tzitzis Pishtan Pater, a beged of tzemer, because kalayim betzitzis is mutter, haynu dafka kasheino motze mimino. That chutei tzitzis pishtan, you can have threads of pishtan, and that pater is a beged of tzemer. Why? Because kalayim b'tzitzis is mutter. So that's dafka if you can't find chutim of tzemer. But if you can find chutim of tzemer, you shouldn't have kalayim, because Rish Lakish says that if you don't have to be doche, then don't be doche. So the Beis Yosef comments on this assertion that if you can be mekayim both, and let's say if your beged is a pishtan, is a tzemer dika beged, you can only put strings of pishtan if that's all you have. But if you have tzemer, then you should use tzemer. Beis Yosef writes, I don't agree. I don't nearly, even though you don't have alfa pisha ena lo tzemer mino, even though you don't have meyachas she'efshar lekayim shneim ilu haya matzui lo, since in theory you could be mekayim shneim, but still not docha the losses say. In other words, you can't put, if you have white strings of tzemer and you have a garment of pishtan, so we tell you that you are not allowed to put the, you have white strings of pishtan, excuse me, and you have a garment of tzemer, we tell you don't put the chutei pishtan on the beged shel tzemer. Why not? Why not? The answer is because in theory you could find chutim of tzemer. Since you could find chutim of tzemer, we don't allow you to use chutim of pishtan. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim follows the reality. If in reality you can't be Mekayim Shneim, then you don't have to. Then we say, Asei Docha Lo Sasei. And the Beis Yosef says, no, we don't follow your present reality. We follow absolute reality. And absolute reality is that you don't have to be you don't have to have Kalayim on your Tzitzis, because you have a Beged of Tzemer. So by golly, get Chutim of Tzemer. And Shalom al Yisrael. So therefore, it's not Docha Lo Sasei. So we see that that's also the opinion of the Maharal, that Af Be'eno Matsui Lo L'Kayim Shneim, even though right now you don't have, all you have is Matzah of Chodesh, of the new grain, on the first day. You're not allowed to eat it. You are not allowed to eat this matzah of Chodesh. Why not? Why aren't you allowed to eat this matzah of Chodesh? The answer is very simple. You're not allowed to eat this matzah of Chodesh because in theory you could eat Yashan. What about Esei Docha Lo Sasei? Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. You don't have. You don't have. You live in in Montana. And Montana isn't overflowing with the Jews and with matzah factories and the like. So you don't have. The answer is, we don't care that you don't have. Because in theory, you could. There is such a thing. Go to New York, and there you can get matzahs of Yashan. So since there is such a thing of matzah of Yashan, it's not doicha. When is it doicha? Only if that's the only way to do it. The only way to be Mekayim the Yaseh is being Docha the Lo Sasei, then it's Mutter. But if it's not, if you could be Mekayim Shneim in theory, even though practically you can't, but in theory you could do the Yaseh without being Docha the Lo Sasei, then that's what you should do. So Lechora, ask Marena Rabbeinu Agon Rav Nassim Zatzal, we can ask on the Svar of the Maharal and the Beis Yosef, who hold that we follow theory from the Yerushalmi, brought by Tesis and Kedushin. Why did the Jewish people, Frek the Yerushalmi, eat Chodesh, matzah from Chodesh? Why don't we say that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so the first day they couldn't eat the Chodesh? Why don't we say, I say, Doicha Lo Sasei, so what is Tosis' answer? Tosis brings the answer that an essay of Kodem Adibur is not Doicha Lo Sasei of Achar Adibur, meaning the essay of Matzis Kodem Adibur And that's not Doicha Chodesh, which is Lachar Adivar. So that's why they couldn't eat Chodesh. That's another answer. Kazayis Rishon, we don't allow the first Kazayis, let's eat the second Kazayis. So the Maharal brings this. Now, this is difficult, because the Yerushalmi should have said, no. Efshar B'Yashin, in theory, you could eat Matzah of Yashin. There is such a mitzias of eating matzah of yashan. So in Mela, it's not doicha. That's why the essay of matzah is not doicha, the lois essay of chodesh. Because you could, in theory, eat yashan. Elamai, they didn't have yashan. So obviously, since they didn't have yashan, Tosis is learning that the chodesh should be doicha, and therefore Tosis gives other terutzim. So it looks like Tosis doesn't accept. And the Yerushalmi don't accept the svara of the Beis Yosef and the Maharal, because they didn't give the teretz that would have fit very nicely with the Beis Yosef and the Maharal. That it's not docha, because in theory they could have used yashan. There is such a mitzias of eating matzah of yashan, even though practically speaking they didn't have. However, there's a very important tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadivov. What tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh isn't important? Al Kopanim, the Shagas Aryeh says he wants to be Mechadesh, like the Svar of the Maral and the Beis Yosef. That when there's a Mitzius L'Kayim Shneim, we don't say Esei Docha Los Esei. As long as in theory you can be Mechayim both, we don't say Esei Docha Los Esei. He says, what about the Yerushalmi? Why didn't the Yerushalmi say that they could have been Mekayim Shneim with Matzav Yasha, and therefore it's not Teiche? So the answer is, says the Shagas Aryeh, that the Yerushalmi is L'shitasa, that Afilu Chitim Shebalea Nesru Mishum Chodesh B'Knisosim La'aretz. V'nimtza Shlo Yuchol Mekayim Esed Achilas Matzav B'lo Dicho Ya'alav D'Chodesh. The Aftvu Yishana Melifne Kamishana Maser Mishum Chodesh. V'chein Afilu Shel Chutz La'aretz Aser. So, according to the Yerushalmi, even Chitin Shebaliyah, I read Baalea, even Chitin that was there for a while was Aser Alts Chodesh when they came into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Lamaisa, there was no Metzias of Yashan. There was no Metzias of Yashan. They had it. They had to be Derecha. Because even old Tvua is Aser Alts Chodesh. And even Shalchutz Laretz was Aser. Ayin Sham in the Shagas Aryeh. So there's really no Kasha from the Yerushalmi. Because there was Taka no Metzias that they could be Mekayim the essay of Matzah. That being Derecha the Lois Esei. Because even Old Tvua was Aser, even Shal Chutz Laretz was Aser Alts Chodesh. So they could not be Mekayim Shneim. So we stick with the Svara of the Beis Yosef and the Maharal. As long as there's a Metzias to be Mekayim Shneim, you're not allowed to be Derecha the Esei, not Derecha the Lois Esei. So if there's no Metzias, then we say Esei is Derecha the Lois Esei. However, in the Tshuva space of Ephraim and Arachaim and Simon Hay, and also in the Tshuva space of Avram and Arachaim and Simon Aleph, they bring in the name of the Gaon Reina Rabbi Zriel Halevi Horowitz, the of Beis Din of Lublin, to ask on the Svar of the Beis Yosef whether there's a Mitzias to be Mekayim both. We don't say Esei Deicha Lois Esei. So this is difficult from the Gemara and Shabbos of Kuflamit Beis. It says Basar Alubsar Alaso. So we learn, even though there's a Beharis Mutr Lamu, even though there's Tsaras and the Mila, Mila is permitted. And even when the father says Lakutz, even when the father says to do it, even when he says that his kavana is to cut off the tzaras, it's still mutter. And the Gemara says, Vika Acher. So if there's someone else Levit Acher, let the other guy do it and not the father, because the other guy isn't Mechaving to remove the Tzaras. So let the other guy do it. Because Reish Lakish says, if you have an essay and a Losa, say, if you can be Mechaving both, do so. And if not, the essay is Docha the Losa, say. So in our case, you can have both. You cannot be over on the Losa, say, because you're going to have somebody who's going to do it without Kavana. Kavanah is the Mila, not the Tzaras. So let somebody else do it. Why have the father do it? You can have someone else do it, and then you can be Mekayim the Aseh without being over the Lav. So why have the father do it and have Techiyah? And it's just the Gemara, no, there's no one else to do it. Wait, what do you mean there's no one else to do it? So you see that the Aseh of Mila is Dechat Tzaras, even though it's a Metzias of Lekayim Shneim. But since in our present reality we can't be Mekayim Shneim, we say that's called Yevshal Lekayim Shneim. That's a big kasha. And the Beis Yosef and the Maral. Beis Yosef holds if there's a Metzias Lekayim Shneim, we don't say Esei Docha Losesei. So why, what's Pshat here in the Gemara? A lot of people ask this Gemara. What's Pshat here in the Gemara? Here in this Gemara you see that there's a Metzias to be Mekayim Shneim. Somebody else could do it. And then you won't be over in the Losesei. And nevertheless, you still have the father can do it if nobody else is around. So see, we don't follow absolute reality. What could be done even in theory, but only the practical reality in front of us. And in front of us, there's no one else but the father, so the father is allowed to do it. And we say, Esei Docha Losesei, and we don't say, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadi Vav also brings this Gemara. The Shabbos, and we see that even if there's a Metzias to be Mekayim Shneim, we say Esei Docha Losesei, because we follow the practical reality and not the theoretical or what I'm calling absolute reality, that there is a reality that somebody else can do it, but it doesn't matter. If only the father can do it, if only he's around, and that's called Yevshal Lekayim Shneim. So surprisingly, he doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef, but Al Kol Panim, he brings the Gemara as a kasha in this shita, that we follow, we don't follow practical metzias. We do follow practical metzias. Look, there's nobody else to do the bris milah. So you say Yevshal Lekayim Shneim. You can't have it both ways. You can't do the essay without being over in the losa. Even though in theory you can, but since practically you can't, we call it that you can't. We determine, it's considered that you can't do both. So the Gaon of Beis Ephraim is Miyashiv Divrei HaBeis Yosef, that L'chor it's difficult. Why is Aseh Docha Losesei? Losesei is more chumra than an Aseh. So why talk is Aseh Docha Losesei? So we can say that Hachi Agmi Rachmana LaMoshe, that's what God taught Moshe. That the Losesei was only taught if there's no Aseh. But if there's an Aseh, then there's no Chalos for the Losa Aseh. Not on the base of Ephraim's word, other people have this word also. And if there's an Aseh, there's no Chalos of the Losa Aseh. And for this reason, if Efshel Lekayim Shneim, we don't say Aseh Docha Losa Aseh, because then we're not Docha the Chalos Losa Aseh Meikara, because Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And therefore, even if you have a case where you can't, the only way to be Mekayim and Aseh is to be Docha the Lav, we don't say Esei Docha Losesei. Why? Because we're talking about a case where there's no way to be Mekayim the Aseh without being Docha the Losesei. But if in theory you could be Mekayim the Aseh without being Docha the Losesei, then the Losesei is Chal. But if the only way to be Mekayim the Losas, the Aseh, is by being Docha the Losas, then the Losas is not even Chal. So now we can say that Dafka, where we're coming, Mitzad Aseh Docha Losas. Then we can say, like the Svar of the Beis Yosef, that if there's a Mitzias Efshel Lekayim Shneim, Eina Aseh Docha the Losas. Then we can say, like the Svar of the Beis Yosef, that if there's a Mitzias to be mekayim both the essay's natocha the los essay, and even though now you have a present reality that you can only be mekayim the essay, but being docha the lav doesn't matter, because in theory you could be mekayim the essay without being docha the lav, so the lav is chal, there's no tchiyah. But in the sugyan Shabbos, that then milas docha tzaras is not mitzvah to say docha los essay. It's gzeres hakosuf. Basar afilu makom beheres. So in such a case, there, even though there's a mitzvah of efshar l'kayim shneim, when someone else is around, nevertheless, if nobody else is around, then the father can do it. So in other words, what he does is, the Beis Ephraim, he cleverly categorizes Mila bin Docha Tsaras, not as I say Docha Losa say, but rather as Exeris HaKosov of Basar Afilu Makom Beheres. And there the rules are different. There the rule is that as long as in our present reality, the only way to do the Bris Mila is by cutting off the Tsaras, then it's Mutter. Normally we don't say that, normally in a Chinami. We say that if you could do both, even in theory, like by Tzitzis, then do both. Be mekayim the aseh without being docha the los aseh, because the los aseh is chal. The los aseh takes effect. But if the los aseh, but if the only way to be mekayim the aseh is by being docha the los aseh, then there's no los aseh to start with. So that's all correct when we're in the world of aseh docha los aseh, but here it's a different parasha. It's bris milah where we have a xeris hakosav, basar afilu makom beheres, and that's even if in our particular case you can't find anybody else to do it, then we say you could cut it off even the makom baharis, even if there's tzaras there. Now the yikur kasha of why essay is docha losa say, since the losa say is more chomer, the Ramban Parashis Yisro Perek Chaf Pasuk Ches writes that the mitzvah's essay comes from the midah of ahava. So when you do the mitzvah of your master, you love him, and your master is merciful to you. And Lois say is midas ayira. Ki anishma meyasas davar abeino abeine adona of yoreosa. Essay comes from ahava. Lois say comes from yira. You're afraid. Therefore, essay is greater than a lois say. Just like ahava is greater than yira. Never to say se docha losa se. And that's why the onish for losa is greater, because you don't even have the little bit of yira. Yira is lower level than ava. And if a person doesn't have that, then there's malchus and misa for assays there normally isn't. And we don't punish by mitzvah assay, just if someone's rebelling, he says, I refuse to do the mitzvah, then we force him. But in general, we don't punish for assays, because assay is a higher madrega. So we understand why assay is docha losa assay, because it's a higher level. And we also understand why you're punished for losa assays, because a person is taken to task for not being on that lower level. And the Ramban writes that if somebody says, I'm not doing a mitzvah saseh, he gets smitten, he gets hit, because he's a maorid, he's rebellious. So then we can understand why makanos ha'chitetzei nafsho, because somebody rebels against the Torah is called a min, and that's a min amoridim, like in Avodah Zarah Chavavim Beis. Ayin b'sefer min chaspitim l'shulchan aruch yaradeh min heishas kavim l'tam zemidaiti de nafshe. Ayin v'kunjur sunas en koin amud kufkum mem gimel. And in the Sefer, great Sefer Nasan Pira Mesechas Bav Mitziah Chavav Midapei HaSefer V'yesh Laharich B'chol Zeh. And I hope that we return to it, because it's a very important topic, this essay Derech HaLos Essay. So please stay tuned for more, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.